4DJW, KS4VWA.
Definitely true. I just most of the time you know, look at the almanac or just poke my head outside and see, you know, if I don't see any cloud in the sky, then it's definitely not raining. So, and it's pretty much how the day is going to be.
Yes, sir. Well, so just another day in the salt mine?
Yep, got to work on an exchange server. So that's pretty much going to be my plan for the day and migrating data from one storage place to another, because it's eventually going to be going to the cloud.
You guys are going to rely entirely on the cloud and not have any physical backup on site?
What amounts to is one of the applications is going to go to the cloud, and this company's from QS1 has a Spartan Technologies have a lot of other agencies running in the cloud, so the Spartanburg County Solicitor's Office wanted to do the same thing, so we're in the process of migrating all their data, and eventually the application will also be in the cloud.
Okay. All right. How about that? Well, so that is the primary location for the application then? You don't have anything on site?
What I'm trying to convince them is have a warm standby internal, so that way if the server does go down or lose the internet connection, then they're still able to work, because if they lose connection to the outside world, now they have no longer access to the data nor the application.
That's exactly where I was going. I mean, your off-site cloud storage, you know, they could have, again, I don't know where they are, but hopefully they're not in Tornado Alley or along the coast with a hurricane possibility. And, you know, they're losing their end is certainly not far-fetched. And, you know, if they go down, hey, you're dead in the water without the, like you said, the warm backup.
Definitely suggesting that, to where hopefully it doesn't fall on deaf ears, and because, well, I know what's going to happen if it does. That way, when they do lose internet connection, then they're no longer going to have access to the application. So their reliability time needs to be pretty much 100%.
That's, you know, that's what you'd think, especially with the court system. But, you know, oh well, we're just the peons. Well, in the meantime, I love colder weather. I just kind of felt the heat, man.
Devices internally already that has just massive amount of data on it, so they're going to have to definitely have enough space to bring all that in. And prior to that, they're going to sit there and have to use some kind of analysis tool to where it kind of merges all redundant data and information into one part of it, instead of having on different storage devices the same data. So that's one thing that the company that's doing the conversion is going to have to deal with. But they said they've done it before, so I said, not a problem.
For the on-site storage, have you ever heard of the smaller segmented backups?
By what software and what storage devices are they put on?
Saw one place that figured out how to take, they used about six different programs, and this was an engineering company, and they had their cloud storage backup, but they also ran six different independent, I think they were like 10 terabyte storage devices, and they dedicated each program to the independent storage bank. And I'm not sure why they did that, but it kept them from having to buy really huge storage and keeping it all on one. Their logic was that if they had the independent storage banks for each of the different applications in their situation, you know, if one thing went down and had a problem, they still had the cloud and the backup in the office, and they could still run independently and keep other things going.
That's pretty much what we've always done with Backup Exec. We have different jobs set up for different servers. That way you don't have one big job controlling everything. So that way, if that backup job failed or something like that, now you have no backup of anything. So that way we just create a separate job and have it go to a different area of storage. And that's the same way we would do with the cloud. We have some set up in like what Wasabi considers east, west, and central. So we'll have, you know, different storage pools set up for the Wasabi stuff that we're backing up to different locations in the cloud.
Wise maneuver. So, but in the cloud, is that an on-site cloud or an off-site?
Wasabi bucket in the cloud, so that way, and you can still get to it by signing into a web page, and you can make the, you can make it public or keep it private, so that way if you needed to upload files to it and let, or make it where people could see the share and stuff like that, you can set it that way. And so it's pretty much everything in the cloud, but there is a way you can sign into it and still get to your data and upload your data.
Yep, now you're the administrator there, aren't you?
The server administrator.
Feel like you got it going on pretty smooth there, bud. Yep, they're in good hands. Oh, me. Well, I am just about to get an indicator of what it's going to be like on the rest of the drive-in. I'm coming up on Highway 29 at Vern Smith Parkway, and I usually don't come through here at this time, and I've got a feeling it's going to be stacked up a little bit, and I'm coming down to that primary intersection to get on 80, and goodness, wow, I'm going to make it through this area with, I'm going to make it through with one cycle of the light. This is great. I may be getting an indicator of when to come through here now.
True, it's always better to kind of hit that early in the morning, because if you hit it around 5 o'clock, it's a disaster. Well, I am now in the parking lot of the workplace, so I'll definitely have to say 73 until we talk again.
Listen, I definitely enjoyed the ride along this morning, man. I think it's just going to be a really nice day out there today. And I hope that goes the same thing for you, Lloyd. So, hey, have a good day, and 73. Always good to talk to you. KN4, VWA.